Hi guys, welcome to Brain Freeze, episode 1. We're going to be focusing on anxiety attack, panic attacks, and everything based around anxiety. We thought this would be a good topic for our first episode because it's something very common that we both deal with. As you could see, I am saying we. I am Sophia, and this is my friend Abby.
Hi.
So, I'm going to first start off with the definition of anxiety. The definition of anxiety is a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about a serious event or something with an uncertain outcome. Similar words include worry, concern, or apprehension. So I just want to put this out there because I think that when people say they have anxiety, I really hope that they mean they are diagnosed with it, because not being diagnosed with it can trigger those who are. I know when I was little and I was diagnosed and I started to have panic attacks and I didn't know what they were called. I didn't know at the time they were anxiety attacks, but I had these, you know, I was starting to hyperventilate in the bathroom. I would start crying silently and I wouldn't tell anyone. And then I would go out and I remember I would just hear these people and they'd be like, oh, I have so much anxiety. Oh my God, I'm having a panic attack right now. And I would just think in my head, like, no, you aren't, because that's so different. Like, are you really having that? So I guess it's just something that we take to heart, or at least I do, those who actually suffer from it. I also want to talk about the definition of an anxiety attack. Sudden episode of intense fear or anxiety are physical symptoms based on a perceived threat rather than imminent danger. Okay, so now we're going to talk about anxiety and panic, and if you aren't sure what exactly, if you're having one. Because when I was little, I was like, I don't know, am I just like crying right now, or is this actually an attack? So, we're going to take turns saying it. So, you could start with the first one.
The first symptom is sudden overwhelming fear.
So, I'm going to talk a little more about that in depth. So, sudden overwhelming fear. That means when you're sitting down in class, you're at work, you're eating in a restaurant, and something triggered you to just have this, like, it literally just came out of nowhere and this fear started. Another one is sweating. Sweating could start. I think that's something that's very, you know, serious. I know it doesn't sound serious, but it is, because you could be sweating a lot. And something else that causes sweating is by getting really red. I remember when I was little, I hated presenting. Presenting caused me so much anxiety. I would go up and I would get really, really red, and I'd honestly start sweating. Something else I felt was I felt super red, and I felt that heatness. Did you? I always felt heat.
I felt dizziness a lot, actually.
Yeah, that's another symptom.
And I did feel a sudden overwhelming fear. That is the main things for me that really hurt me while I was in an attack.
Yeah. Also, and as you could see, I just want to let you guys know that Abby is saying that was the two main things. So if you're having an anxiety attack and you don't have everything we're saying, that doesn't mean you might not have one.
Yeah.
If you have one of these, you could still be feeling that and having an attack. Another one is trembling. I think this is very serious as well, because trembling means you're shaking. You're starting to present and you start stuttering. And that's something Abby actually deals with. She stutters a lot. And it could be caused by nervousness. I don't know. What's your cause?
Well, my cause for like trembling is probably when I know something bad is going to turn out.
Okay, so you just... You think about the future.
Yes, and
you
overthink that. That's what makes me tremble,
okay,
cry, and maybe even have a panic attack.
I think that's the same for me, but honestly, it's both ways. I remember when I was first diagnosed with anxiety, my dad said to me, he was like, I know that anxiety is based on the future. I understand that's really hard. And I was like, no, it's not only that. It's the past. And he was like, oh. And he didn't know that because his anxiety didn't deal with that. So it's different for everyone.
I mean, mine is also shortness of breath. I feel like I cannot.
Hyperventilating. Yeah.
That's actually very common.
Yes, it is. That's very, I think I started to do that when I was, and it sucked when I was in school because I wouldn't tell anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I would go into the bathroom, not tell anyone. I wouldn't. I just cried and I really couldn't breathe, but what sucked about that is I couldn't, when we're having an anxiety attack or a panic attack, we probably are very loud about it, but I was very silent because I didn't want anyone to hear me.
Me as well. I actually
whether you're at home,
scared of other people thinking,
judging you.
Exactly.
Another one is
chest pain. That's also very common as well.
Yeah, chest pain. So I get this a lot when I'm sleeping. I don't know about you. I get sleep anxiety. That's actually very common.
Really?
Yeah. If you get that sudden feeling, you're super tired, but then you're, like, hearing all these things, and then you get this feeling in your chest, or you get a headache, you might be dealing with anxiety at night, and that's very common, but that doesn't mean it's okay. But I think one main thing, just before we go on, I hope you guys know that if you're dealing with any mental health, it's super important
please
to just
contact someone.
Yeah, but also to accept it. You want to accept who you are, even if it's bad, because you want to maybe later on change that.
I'm still having problems with accepting my anxiety and sadness.
And that's totally okay, Abby.
Because my therapist, we haven't very talked much lately. So
yeah. Okay, so to cover the background of this, basically, she's here from California.
I live in California.
Yeah.
And I came to New York to visit some of my family members. And now that this whole coronavirus thing, I cannot go back to California.
And there's this law there. Yeah, but apparently there's this law there. And I was telling her that's very stupid. I think it's ridiculous.
So,
but my therapist said that it's changing. Hopefully it is.
Technically, my mother called, because we go to the same place that we have.
Same clinic.
Same clinic. And she called because
she said that basically they weren't allowed to contact out of state.
Because they weren't,
they weren't, they didn't have a, what is it?
License.
They weren't licensed outside of California state.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel so bad. I don't know what I would do without my therapist.
But thank God. Me and her are going to be making an appointment very soon. They just have to call my mother back.
I think that it's really good. I think I'm close with Abby because we do talk and discuss about our feelings. If she ever was having an emergency and she couldn't talk to her therapist, I think that was something very good.
I cannot talk to my mother either because that's also a reason why I cannot deal with my anxiety.
And that's okay, Abby. I think one of the things that I hated when I was little, and my parents would always say, talk to me, and I didn't want to talk to them. I wanted to talk to someone else.
It's not that easy.
Right.
Because they'll the common thing is that you're afraid of people
judgment.
Judging you.
Judgment.
If
exactly.
If they don't know your rest of your whole story, and they don't know what your lifestyle is like.
Yeah, they could judge you just on that. One,
you know what else that I hate when I'm having anxiety or I'm sad or I'm crying is when people ask me why I am crying. I hate that personally because sometimes I have no reason to cry. Absolutely no reason. And I guess it's just something that in me that one day just has to come out.
I think, Abby, that might be pain from the past
that you're hiding. True. Yeah.
It's something that just you couldn't take anymore.
Exactly.
And that's okay. I think that crying is totally okay. That's something that my sister told me, and I, every time someone says don't cry, I'm like, why? Crying's fine. Crying's good.
I personally hate when I'm around people crying, but I know that the worst thing is to ask someone, why are you crying? Because I know that that also may trigger someone's anxiety.
Yeah, you do have to be kind and accepting.
I am very.
You have to basically go up to the person and
try to, like, calm them down.
Be as nice as you can, but don't sound judgy. Okay, so
Don't ever judge someone by someone.
Right. We kind of got off track here. So just some other symptoms, a feeling of being detached from the world. So basically this is derealization. What this means is that if I'm in the bathroom, I don't remember hearing anybody else in that bathroom. And I'm having an attack in my room, I don't hear anybody else talking. Someone comes into my room, sometimes I don't even hear my mom checking on me if I'm having an attack because I'm so loud. And my ears really just block out all those noises. I'm sure you've seen those in movies and TV shows where it just sounds like the person's walking or the person's crying and they can't hear anything else around them. It does happen in real life.
Yes, it does, actually.
Okay, this is actually something that Abby deals with, a fear of dying. This is actually a symptom of panic attacks.
Yes, that is actually something I deal with. Either me dying or
a loved one
dying, especially a loved one, because that's also what triggers my anxiety as
yeah.
well. Someone having a surgery that I love, or someone that is
because
doing
they could
something.
Die at any
exactly.
minute. And saying it'll be okay, they'll be okay, you don't know that
exactly.
So sometimes that won't help
or
until they really
trust
are okay.
Me. That's also something
oh,
that
yeah.
that also triggers me. A lot of things trigger me.
That's okay.
I am at near very much people thinking that now it's a new world now. So like, they think that just because you're worried. I actually know someone who thinks this. I do not. She thinks that anxiety is not a real thing. It's just that you get worried.
What? oh my God, I'm sorry, guys. That just pisses me off. I think that pisses me off because, you know, mental health is real.
It is.
And a lot, it's not that everyone has anxiety, it's that people have it worse than others.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, and some people won't accept you, and if they don't, maybe they just aren't the right to talk to.
And I explained to her that I have anxiety, and that she told me, well, yeah, if you actually are diagnosed, you are. She actually, this is the exact word she said to me. If you're not diagnosed, that does not mean you have anxiety, depression, or any other
type
mental
of mental
health.
Yeah, that's true. That's
it's
true.
It's very true. And that's
that
why
doesn't
I was not
mean
mad at them.
That you don't have it.
But it's just the poor choice of words that she used. But I do forgive her now because she did explain to me and why she thought that it's because of her. Because she is very old. She is not our age. And she grew
she's
up
a family
in a different,
friend.
And she's definitely not in the 2020
yeah,
mindset,
our society.
Because now she doesn't have to deal with the things 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds,
yeah,
15-year-olds, any age has to deal with, because she's now 55 years old.
All right, so our last two symptoms are numbness or tingling in the limbs or entire body. Have you ever felt that?
Yes, actually.
I have two, and chills and hot flashes I was talking about, that is another thing. I never felt chills, I think I felt hot flashes.
Yes, actually, I feel my cheeks very getting red.
Yeah, yes.
And hot.
And some, I feel like I look so red. I look, I honestly, it just gave me more anxiety when I looked super red. I was very anxious in this one class when I was little, in middle school, and I literally got so red in the whole class. I remember actually this guy, he was talking to some these freaking jerks, and they said, oh my God, look how red she's getting. And that just made me, it ruined
that's
it.
That's also a trigger.
It is. But you know what? You can't control other people, and that's something I had to accept.
Also, I wanted to tell you guys our Instagrams we will be telling you guys at the end of this episode.
Okay, so our next thing I wanted to say was basically the exact definitions of panic attacks, panic disorders, and general anxiety disorder, which is GAD, and also social anxiety disorder, which is SAD. Okay, so let's talk about panic attacks and panic disorders. They are not the same thing. Panic disorders mean recurrent panic attacks, okay? So that means with the constant fears about either futures or, you know, something that triggered you in the past, something, you know, if you if you are seeing a toxic person, that might trigger them from previous attacks. And not all attacks are caused by panic disorder, so just know that. Some other conditions that may trigger a panic attack are social phobia, heart attacks, post-traumatic stress disorder, that's PTSD. Those are very common. So, a lot of these can cause panic attacks. Okay, general anxiety disorder is excessive and unrealistic worry over a period or at least 6 months. It is associated with at least 3 of the following symptoms. Restlessness, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, muscle tension, sleep disturbances, which I think I have for sure, can never sleep, and personality changes. So that could mean becoming less social, becoming really quiet, or, you know, talking a lot.
Let's just take a quick break from here. Actually, I'm going to be telling you guys that I have difficulty concentrating on something. So this podcast was actually very hard for me to, this is going to be very hard for me to do, but it's feel like something that's required and necessary. I have slight ADHD. Nothing to be laughed about. It's just I cannot focus on something. I cannot stop moving. It's just very common for me to stop. Not very common for me to move a lot.
Okay, so just so you know, we are looking at... To talk more about anxiety and panic and all that, we're getting this information from WebMD.com. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that is good for today, but I wanted to just...
Talk about our anxiety.
Yeah, and... I want to do one more definition, which is social anxiety disorder, but we also wanted to talk about our triggers, yeah.
Exactly.
So... social anxiety disorder is a chronic mental health condition in which social interactions cause irrational anxiety. For people with social anxiety disorder, everyday social interactions cause irrational anxiety, fear, self-consciousness, and embarrassment.
It is very common to have this disorder. More than 200,000 people in the U.S. Have it.
But it is treatable, and you could get through it. So, I understand it could be hard. Okay, so let's talk about our...
triggers.
Yeah, our childhood, how you we came first. To... Okay, so, I got anxiety, I think, when I was little from the start, if we're gonna be honest here. I was in preschool... And I was mute. I honestly never talked. My teachers thought I was mute, but I talked at home. And they were very concerned because I was super shy. Like, really, really shy. But anyways, that was what I dealt with. And I got through it. I had friends. And as I got older, I was really shy still. And then I think in high school, something just changed where... The more friends I made that I felt okay and comfortable with and around, it caused me to open up more. And honestly, I am still anxious when I present, but not as bad. So that is just one little thing. And then when I think it was 8th grade, so for a couple years now, I think like 5 years now, I've been seeing my therapist, and honestly, I think I changed a lot in good ways, because now I'm getting the help I need, and I actually am on medication right now. I won't say what, but, it is for my anxiety, and it does help, so that is what I am currently, that's my current health right now, and, since we're just focusing on anxiety, I'll talk about that, but, yeah, that is mine.
My trigger and my anxiety started since I was 6 years old. There was some house problems going in my household. Very serious household. My parents are divorced, and it was a rough time because a lot of things happened with my mother and my father. Nothing too serious, so don't worry about that. But thank God now. But that my mother's like, she also has anxiety and depression, and I have no idea what else she has. She does take medication as well. I am triggered by a lot of things that happened in my childhood, like I said, traumatic events that I've been to, unfortunately. That's also, now that I'm older, it still haunts me, those memories. That's also it's a trigger when someone gets mad at me or someone says something mean about me, like clumsy. Yes, I know I'm clumsy. Nobody else needs to be telling me that. Or rude. Yes, I can come out as rude sometimes. I can try my best to do something about it, but it's not something that I can control like that. That's also, I wanted to guys to make sure that you guys know that you guys do not have to do it in a rush. You do not have to get over your anxiety like this. Can't. Because I find that physically impossible. So, yeah. I have been seeing my therapist. I actually have not seen a therapist for at least 3 years now, until this year, in January, I believe. And, or December, I'm not sure. But those, before that, 3 years, I did not talk to a therapist.
Professional?
A professional therapist. So, yeah. I have a lot of triggers in my anxiety and my sadness, like someone, like I said, calling me rude names that they don't have to be calling me. Sometimes, like, yeah, and sometimes, like, another friend has been calling me, like, oh, this and that, you shouldn't have done this and that. That also triggers me, but I'm actually very scared of my emotions. This is a very weird thing for me to be saying, but everybody thinks I'm a happy teenager. Sorry.
Distraction.
Yeah.
We are going to end this in 3 minutes, but I just want to say thank you for watching us. But yeah.
Keep tuned. Oh, also, our Instagrams.
I don't want to share mine at the moment, but here is my friend.
This, you can go ahead and do this, but mine is Awkward Weirdness. Just DM me, and I will respond as soon as possible. Thank you for joining this podcast episode, and stay tuned for another episode of
Brain Freeze.
So also, just a quick reminder, she will be also getting it on her device, so if I'm not with her in one of the podcast episodes, I apologize. She will also be doing it on her phone, and I will be doing it by myself.
Just so we clarify, is there any underscores?
Oh, yes. Awkward, and then _ weirdness.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for listening, and I hope you guys have a good rest of the day or night or wherever it is for you.
Afternoon.
All right. Thank you. Bye.